Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Good evening, YouTube. All of our YouTubers out there, sure do love you guys. We welcome you to another in the series of Establishing Your Faith. Establishing Your Faith, which is you and me, living every day, walking with God. Now, it is a beautiful day here in North Dakota, and we have been reminding you all, if you're going to come see us, come early while the weather's nice. You can come see us in the wintertime. It's a beautiful state. You just have to deal with a little more wind, that's all. This is a beautiful place. It was about 79 degrees and a breeze today. And that was awesome. Isn't that just something? So while we're getting all of our information rolling here, getting the program rolling, we want to say this to all of you, that there's a place in God's kingdom for you. And we want you to know God our Father loves every single one of you, and even the twos of you. Hope you got that one. That was a good one. He does. He loves even the twos of you. So it's very interesting what they're making me do right here, but that's all right. So we ask that you would continually be praying for us, because interesting trip in front of us. Going to be having to go to Michigan here this weekend. And have a memorial service for a very dear friend and very close partner, somebody that really has a lot of things done. And so if you will, you think of us this weekend, pray for us. We will be on the road heading back to Michigan. And it's going to be a great trip.
Amen.
You never know. It's
going to be a great trip.
We may even be able to see some of you if you'll come see us. Now, if you won't come see us, then we may not see you. That was deep and philosophical.
It really was.
And I don't know if it had anything to do with Phyllis's socks. Did you hear that? Philosophical?
I do hear.
That was...
Hey, I have very nice socks.
Hello, Roger.
My grandchildren always give me beautiful socks for Christmas and everything, with faces of Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that. I have two big drawers full of socks that are so nice. Don't criticize my socks, honey.
No. There was no criticism in it at all.
Okay.
I was just making a good joke on philosophical.
Okay.
That's all. It wasn't even deep and philosophical. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Roger. Welcome, Tracy. Oh, Tracy McSwain. I was supposed to send you an email today. Hey, Richard Miller's with us. Rebecca Smith is with us.
Hi, guys. We love you.
Roger Oxy is with us.
Hello, Yellowbell.
So, it's good to have all y'all with us. And we're making a big difference continually. It's something. Now, last week, I was telling Brother Dan and Sister Leanne here, during the conference, I had so many messages I wanted to preach. you know, starting this week, because they really brought a lot of great words of faith up out of us. And so I'll continually find them. Tonight, I want to talk. Uh-oh, Brother Dan decided to come back. Amen. Always remember this. Let's do this again real quick here. We haven't done this in a while. For those of you who join us on YouTube, I'm going to put into the chat here. I'm going to put into the chat the Blog Talk Radio number. It would be good for you to write this number down, 213-943-3434. No, that's not the right number. Jeez. Hold on. The point of giving you this number is that if you ever have trouble getting through on YouTube or even on Zoom, if you dial this number, you can listen on your phone, just like you would a phone call. You don't get to see the audio. You don't get to see the video. Let's see, what do we got here? Blog Talk Radio. The reason we give this number out is 563-999-3487. Is if you dial that number, you can dial right in, and you'll be hearing everything that we say. You don't get to see the video of it, but, you know, it's not like we have amazing shots of video and everything. You just get to sit here and watch my face or Sister Leanne's beautiful face, which I wish we'd see more of. And she looked right over top of the computer at me. Text that number in a comment. There we go. 563-999-347. That way, no matter what, you can be a part of the message. Now, you don't get to leave messages and comments and all that, but it helps you be able to stay connected. And if you're ever in a place where there's not really good, excellent cell signal, it's a great way to be connected. We had a brother here that he used to put it on because he had a early morning shift that he started. He would put it on about 9 o'clock. On his phone by the bed, plug his phone in, and it would we'd preach him to sleep. That's not meaning to say I'm boring. Or that there wasn't any anointing on the message. But, you know, the idea is it's there, and it's just a phone call, so it's not like you have to have enough bandwidth to run a video. And we got a great audience out there, 53 nations of the world join us on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sure on YouTube too. We just don't get to see that with YouTube. They don't want to show us, but Blog Talk Radio does, and it's a great process. And it gives me the ability to call on you there and say, now it's your turn to talk. Well, make sure you say something by the Spirit of God. Don't just ramble your lips. Yeah, that's just a good thing. That's exactly why I'm giving it to you. At least it's something just in case you can't get through. You can always get through on Blog Talk Radio. Let me say it differently. Almost all, I would say 95% of all of our messages have also been included on Blog Talk Radio. Would you say that'd be fair to say? 95%, yeah. We have a Blog Talk Radio channel that is called, what's this one called?
That is Alive and Well in the Black End.
Is it really still called that? It's supposed to say Community of Faith. But then we also have a Blog Talk Radio channel that's called Read the Word. All of the Read the Words are in there. John Maynard, would you answer that and see if he's having trouble getting connected?
Oh.
So, anyways, I just want to put that out there. And, you know, like, case in point for the read word, all of the authors of the word there, if I say all in there, then somebody will get me. But we do that on purpose. And Blog Talk Radio is a good way to begin learning the process of broadcasting. And it doesn't cost much money. And it's very simple to just pull up and have it there. And so all of you on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for joining in with us. I like to do this from time to time because, oh, don't do that. I can't believe I just did that. Jeez, is it still on? Still on. Still on. All right. All right. Well, there it is. Let's try this again. I like to do this just because it's very interesting to me how this happens. Right now, United States of America is the largest listener of this program on Blog Talk Radio. Japan and South Korea is actually the third largest. And then Japan is number three. Wow. Bulgaria, United Kingdom would actually be number four. Interestingly enough, Portugal and Spain. Russia is now 2.6% of our listeners. Welcome to all of our friends and families in Russia. We love you guys. It's good to have you with us. United Kingdom is 3%. Romania is 2.6. Anyways, welcome. We're glad to have you. And you know, what's amazing about this is we've never done anything to go get them. We just went on Blog Talk Radio and there they are. Don't know who you are? Send me an email. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. We would love to know you. We'll create a board right up here, you listening to the program. And that way we got your face and we can pray for you. But we're not an arm of the CIA, so we're not taking your pictures and turning it into somebody. It's just, we believe in partnership. We want to stand in faith with you. And so, you know, just thank you. Like I said, we here can't go on like this and claim anything of that because we've not done anything except put it up there. Thank God all of you are there and that we are truly impacting your lives in one way or another. And so, glory be to God, welcome. If you live in a foreign nation that speaks a different language and you would like to get this translated into your language so you could just put it right there, God has shown me how to use Blog Talk Radio to do that, and I would be glad to help you understand that. We would even be glad to help you make it happen. So don't say I'm too dumb. Don't say I don't have equipment. Don't say none of that. Just say, yes, Pastor, I can tell God would like me to put this program into my native language, and then give me a call because we really will be glad to help you reach the people in your nation. Because here's the reality. All around the world are millions of different ministries. They cover just all kinds of things. Every one of those ministries has a following. We study it every time we make our confession. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and put that up there. Let's just do it. Let's just put this up. And we'll just preach this for a little bit and then get into our real message. Give me just a second here. Share this. Number one. Just a couple more clicks away. Brother John Wehner, I hope you get connected, brother. Love you. For those of you that's been with us and you've been having trouble connecting, that's why we put the Blog Talk Radio number in there so that you can call in and be connected to the program. It'll say, if you want to talk to the host, say, you know, click this number. Nobody can hear what you're saying unless I put you in the public room, and I won't do that. You're automatically placed in the screening room and in the hold, actually, and then you just get to listen, and nobody will ever know you're there. They can't hear what you're saying or what you're doing. It's really a powerful force. Now, let's go to our confession here, and let's just pull this up. Oh, let's see. These are the different nations that we're in. So let's pray and we'll bless these nations. And then we'll use some of our slides here and we'll teach a little bit on this. God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless our partners and each believer in these nations. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Malawi, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, Tunisia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, Bulgaria, New Zealand, Australia, New Guinea, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, Nepal, India, Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, Kazakhstan, China, Romania, and all the nations of the world. That is amazing that we have all of those nations with us. Now, I want you to notice something here. It says nothing to do. I have no idea who it is. For all of you in the studio audience, please remember to silence your phones so that they will not be interrupting. The commanded blessing of unity. Now, I want you to notice something. This is giving an Israel reference because it's talking about things in that nation. However, that's John again. All right. So listen to what this says. Behold how good and pleasant it is for us Americans to dwell together in unity. The Bible said Americans. Everybody's looking at their Bible like, mine doesn't say Americans, because it's not talking about America. It's talking about the brethren. How good and pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. Well, we just named all those nations, and when we're dwelling together in unity, what is the unity that we're dwelling together in? Now, I don't know if you've watched much of the Believers Conference with Brother Copeland, but I like it when Brother Copeland comes on every night because he always says, and these are the nations from around the world, and then he lists off this huge list of nations that are actually listening to his program. that night. And they're all over the world, all 50 states. And then from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, they're being represented. I'm not talking about Kenneth Copeland. I'm talking about, guess what? How good and pleasant it is for us brethren. Who's the brethren? Anyone who's a member of the body of Christ to dwell together in unity. And then in Psalm 133, the Holy Spirit is instructing David to make reference to, it's the holy anointing coming on it. It's like the precious anointing oil. Do we know the name Christy Baker? That's the third time that phone call's come.
She not left a message?
I don't know. Don't know. All right. Yeah. And we dwell together in unity. It's like the precious anointing oil. Now, back in that day, when they anointed with oil, they poured a bucket of oil over your head, man. They anointed you. Your anointing oil came down over the top of your hair, down on your garment, dripped off on the ground. They were going to anoint you with the oil of Almighty God because it was a severe thing. Then he refers it to the dew of Hermon. Well, every one of us have experienced the dew in the morning. Now, he said Mount Hermon, but of course, that's where he was. And to David, that's a remembrance point of waking up in the morning with the sheep and absolutely everything covered with dew. So what is the point? For there, in dwelling together in unity, the Lord commands the blessing on our life forevermore. Now remember, this is what we say every night. Look at this. All believers are one in the same in God our Father. There is one body and one spirit. If you want to, just say it right out loud at your house. Just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. So there's only one body, there's only one spirit, there's only one hope, there's only one Lord, his name is Jesus. And that's the same Lord for the whole earth. There's only one faith. There's only one faith. You must be born again. We come to God by faith through grace. And we receive from him eternal life. One God and Father of all, who is above it all and through all, and he is in us all. Say this with me. My Father is living within me. That's how it is. And then he says, each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. I want you to notice there's nothing here in any way that gives any kind of delineation for any nation, any specific situation at all. It is just one body and we're all in God. Because see, what ends up happening is we end up drawing lines in places where we shouldn't draw lines. There's African believers, there's European believers, there's there's Australian believers. No, we're just believers. We have one Lord, his name is Jesus. We have one faith. And thank God for that one faith. Watch this. Thank you for your grace on your gift in my life. Now let's keep going. Oh, God. Sense alive. Come in here. Come in here, the cat stuff.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Back to the message at hand. Think about it, we're real. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. And now we're in verse 11 through 13. Now, this is all very important about what we're going to say today. The Holy Spirit is helping me say things tonight that's going to really put some things in order. And I'm impressed by his leadership at the beginning and what we're doing here. Look at verse 11. Say this with me. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. Now, I put the word Jesus himself in there because it gives an understanding of the pronoun. Now, if you read it right out of the Bible, for it says, and he himself gave some. And the he and the himself is capitalized, so you know it's talking about God. But I put the word Jesus in there because that's what the pronoun refers to it. I'm not changing the Bible. I'm just making it plain. Jesus gave gifts to men when he ascended on high. What were those gifts? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You can see that right there in verse number 11. And then we pray the prayer. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints. This is my job. This is why he gave those five gifts. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry. When the saints are equipped doing the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ will be built up till we all come to the unity of the faith. But he has still not named any nationality. He's not named any region. He's not named any ethnicity. He's not given any cultural definition here. He just uses the word all. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So Jesus, when he was on this earth, was the fivefold ministry all in one person. He was an apostle sent. He was a prophet. He prophesied. He was an evangelist. To the core, he got people, thousands and thousands of people saved. And he would say, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He was a shepherd and he was a teacher. When he went to heaven, he divided those gifts up and he gave those gifts to men. Let's move to the next screen. All right. Now, here's what's going to happen in the body in these three verses. Now, watch this. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro. Have you ever felt like you were tossed to and fro in your understanding of God, in your ability to take what we have here and make it work in your daily life? Well, what does he start out by saying? That we will no longer be children. What does that mean? That means it is time to grow up. It's time to take responsibility. It's time to become accountable. It's time to realize I have a place to in this body that nobody else can fill, and I better get busy doing it because I'm going to give an account of my stewardship of the gift that he put inside of me. Remember we just said, thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift in my life. See, it's right there. Ephesians 4:7. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift that in my life. You and I have a gift from God, have a book that's been written about us in heaven. The book of Proverbs says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the glory of a king to search it out. You and I know that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, Jesus helped John to see that God made all of us kings and priests to God by the blood of Jesus when we come to the kingdom. The Apostle Paul said, those in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign in life. Job, boss, employee mentality. This is reigning. This is royalty. This is a kingdom. And you are a leader in God's kingdom. Verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we all grow up. We all grow up in all things. Say this with me. I am growing up. I think if every one of you, even our newest listeners, if you just looked back at your life when you first came here, you have such a very distinct growth pattern that has happened in your life. You may say, yeah, but Pastor, there's some things I don't have down yet. Well, that's true, but I think that would be the case in all of our lives. And whenever you look at yourself and say, wait, there's some things I don't have down in my life, what does that cause all of us to do except say, wait a minute, what is it I don't feel I'm perfected at? And there, you got to be honest with yourself. And then realize God has already made us perfect. All we got to do is open this book and get our understanding at the level he's already elevated us to, because our spirit is in perfect communion with Almighty God. Verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. So you have a supply and so do I. According to the effective working. So he wants you to be effective with your working. Not just slop around and say, well, we'll throw enough up against the wall, something will finally stick. No, that's not what he wants. He wants every part to do its share. And that's going to cause the growth of the body for the edifying of itself, for the building of itself in love. And then, of course, we make this prayer afterwards. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want you to look at something there. Let's look at this. This is the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America. So, there at your house, read it right out loud with me. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now you might say, well, what in the world's that got to do with all the nations that's a part of us and what God's doing on this program? Well, when you look at what's being said in there, that's the covenant that God made with all of us around the whole world. That's what God wants to get done around the whole world, no matter what. That's what he wants to get done. Establish justice. Make a perfect union. defend all the people. That's why he said, defend the poor and the widow and the fatherless. So this is a promise. Of course, it's to you and I. Now let's look at the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No man anywhere can take away those rights from humans. No man can take those rights away. Why? They're not his to give, and they're not his to take. They're just not there. Watch. So when you and I come together here, and we realize we got brothers and sisters all over the world, all of a sudden we got to realize, wait a minute, I am a part something so big that unless you're a part of the kingdom, you won't even get it. You'll be a member of the society in your city. Maybe if you get into politics or something, you go see something around the state, but most people don't ever get out of their own town. They have no idea what's around the world, but as soon as you get in the kingdom, you realize, wait, the kingdom of God declares that this is a pretty big place. Let's read a verse. Go with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And our message tonight is the righteousness of faith speaks this way, and where we're going is restoration. But it's really interesting how the Holy Spirit's having me take this trip through this to say to every one of us, well, that you are very important in the body of Christ. There's nobody here that isn't important. It doesn't matter. If you're still stuck on what you've done in the past, you got it. So sooner or later, you got to get over it because the Father got over it. And you're made in his image. And according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, you and I should be, wait just a second. Let me see how he says it. We should be modeling. We should be imitating our Father like well-beloved children. So the Father is the Father of the whole world. So they have different traditions. They have different socioeconomic levels. They have different food that they eat. They have different weather. I mean, when you go to Siberia and you go to Singapore, those are two different places. That's just how it is. But it's the same God and Father and Mother. Look at this verses, Galatians 3, 26 through 29, for you are all the sons of God. We are all the sons of God, or the daughter, you know, however you want to say that. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. But see, this Bible reaches the whole world, not one nationality. This is the whole world. Now look at 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. But today there's people in Greece and Israel. But see, in God, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. So what is he telling us? He's telling us that it doesn't matter the nationality. It doesn't matter where people are from or anything. If you're born again, you are a member of this great family. God bless you, Tracy. We love you. Let's pray for Tracy and their family and anybody else in the same situation. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless Sister Tracy now and their family as their daughter is now going to leave for college tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak the blessing of God in this situation. We speak the angels of the Lord to surround this daughter, protect her, keep her safe. We declare all wicked people flee from her. Righteous people come to her. May she, from day one, may she meet the people that are going to walk and do what's right and walk in paths of righteousness. Give her great strength. I pray this in your mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for healing and strength and the angels of Almighty God surrounding her, protecting her, helping her see through every situation so she can walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Let's keep reading. I'm in Galatians 3:28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So in God, they are heirs of this kingdom. As soon as we realize that we are heirs of this kingdom, then all of a sudden, we begin to experience a whole new level of life that you've never seen before until you come into the kingdom of God. You go from being an estranged child of God. God's the one that created you, put you on this earth. You go from one who was not close to God, and your spirit man was dead like Adam's. And you are born again, but you're not just born again. You're born again into the family of God. And now you're not just a church person, a churchyite. You are now literally walking in the footsteps of your Father, God, your elder brother, Jesus. And you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Let's go there. Let's go there real quick. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And Romans 8. Let's go. Clear back to verse number 1, Romans 8:1. Amen. Looks like we got about a 3-minute lag here, but it'd be all right. Watch this. Let's go Romans 8:1, and we'll go down through this is the night for people to call me during the program. Bless you, Tracy. Tell your family we said hi. We love them. We're praying for them. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Your heart is going to condemn you if you sin. There's a lot of people who claim this verse, there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter if I sin. Oh, no, if you sin, your heart is going to condemn you. Once you've been born again, if you go out and you sin, you should expect condemnation to come to you because you now have the very Spirit of God living on the inside of you. You have God, our Father, who said, I will come and make my abode within you. And you have Jesus who said, that they might be one as we are one. And you have the Holy Spirit who has come and pulled it all together, and they now live on the inside of us. So holiness and virtue and truth and wisdom all lives in here. And so if you do sin, you should expect yourself to be condemned. All right? Now this says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you're going to walk by the flesh, and you're not going to be attacking that flesh, bringing the fiery darts into subjection, which are in your life, or coming at your life, then you're going to have condemnation. And you can't just throw it away, because that conviction is what you should be having. That conviction is going to now turn you and say, wait a minute. You and I, we got to deal with this thing. Spirit, soul, and body, we got to deal with this. Body, do not take me to that sin again. And you, the spirit, speak to the soul and say, soul, those are fiery darts. We're not listening to those fiery darts another day of our life. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. And we teach you this on a regular basis here. Watch this. Keep reading. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because we received life. Because we received righteousness. Now, hold your place right there, and let's go look in Romans chapter 10, and this is actually the foundation of this message. Everything I've said up till now is introduction, getting us ready to receive the message from Almighty God. Ready? Romans 10, verse number 6, and let's run down through 13. Romans 10, 6 through 13. I'm not sure what that means, Roger. Is or can you transfer your calls to Sister Ann? Oh, I get you. No. I don't know. It's just tonight's the night when that wants to be a distraction, but whatever. We're not giving it any place. Romans 10, 6. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Say it right out loud with me. The righteousness of faith speaks. The righteousness of faith speaks. Pastor, I don't even think I know what that means. Well, this is what we've been teaching now for a while. The righteousness of faith has a voice, and it speaks. And this is what the Holy Spirit is beginning to say through the Apostle Paul right here in Romans. Leanne, my. Everybody just pause. Sister Phyllis, could you read this?
Where are we?
I'm in Romans 6, Romans 10, and let's read 6 through 13. I got to go check on something here.
It's Romans 10,
6 through 13.
Okay, I'm getting there. All right.
Be right back.
6 through 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gladly. Okay. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in my mouth, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you, fellas.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help. Now, look, let's go back to verse number 6, and we'll establish this again, because where we're going tonight is the righteousness of faith is speaking restoration into your life and mine, restoring all the years. But we got to realize that this is an actual process that God wants to do. And the righteousness of faith that is working in your life is actually speaking. But if you and I start speaking and saying words that goes against the righteousness of faith, then the righteousness of faith has to be quiet, and the restoration power of God doesn't get to come into effect because of our words. Now, just follow me. That's where we're going, and that's how we're going to do it. Now, watch. What does the righteousness of faith say in this verse 6? Don't say who's going to go to heaven and bring Jesus down. Have you ever said, Jesus, if you could just come and sit in this room and talk with me? I've said it over and over. I said it sitting right there. I've said it sitting right here. Jesus, come in this room and just talk to me. Well, wait a minute. I'm not saying it because I don't want to have a relationship with God. And so if you'll just come and tell me what the Bible reads, because I'm too lazy to read the Bible. Well, he ain't never coming like that. And yet Jesus himself has manifested himself many times to many people around the world. And right now, there are manifestations of Jesus all over this world. And now that we got YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all this social media, we're hearing the stories every day. There's a new story coming out. Why? Because somebody took their message, sat down in front of YouTube or something, recorded it, and said, let's get it out there for everybody to see. And I truly believe that Jesus is doing that on purpose. This is how close he wants to be with all of you. There's a problem with many people, though, because what they did in sin is still greater in their mind, their heart, and their understanding than what Jesus did in righteousness in here when you were born again. Now, watch this. Verse number 7. It says, who will descend in the abyss? Descend into the abyss to raise Christ from the dead. We can't do that. He already raised him to death. He's already seated in the heavenly places. He's already been on earth. He's not coming back until he comes to get us. Verse 8, what does it say? The word is near you. The word is near you. How? In your heart and in your mouth. The word is near you. Where? In your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. What's the word of faith? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You and I believe God, have faith, and we are made into the righteousness of God and become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Now see, when you begin to put these two different segments of verses together, all of a sudden, this Christian life begins to become a great revelation to you, which revelation is available to everybody that's a believer. Revelation is available to you. Intellectualism isn't available to everybody because not everybody will study. But revelation is available because all you got to do to get revelation is read this book and enter into the presence of Almighty God. Let's keep reading. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Those are the two foundation factors you can't get away. You got to speak it with your mouth unless you're mute. And then I'm not sure how God has you do it in your heart and your mind, but there's a lot of mutes that have been born again, and they're walking with God. And then it says that God raised him from the dead. Verse 10, for with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Not with your goody two-shoes way of acting, but you believe in your heart, and that's what brings the righteousness to you. Verse 10. I'm in Romans 10, 10. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made. Confession. You are speaking forth unto salvation. But remember this. This is how the whole kingdom is received. Do you need healing? Believe in your heart and speak it with your mouth. I believe you paid for healing with the stripes on your back. Now what are you going to do? Speak faith. I receive my healing because of those stripes. Romans 8:11. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in your mortal body, giving you life in your mortal body. This body, flesh and blood, that if you pinch it, you're going to squeal. Woo! Don't do that. Now it's not, oh God, please help me get healed. Now it is, I am the strong. I am the healthy. I have the same Spirit that gave Jesus life living in me. Therefore, all the sickness and disease must be held at bay because the Spirit of the living God is living on the inside of me. See, there's a whole mess of the body of Christ that is out there. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. Well, that's good, and it's true, and it's very biblical, and it is the process that's there. However, living in health because of the Spirit of God who lives in you, coming up and through you and out of you, where no sickness or disease ever comes near you because the Spirit of God is living in you. Now see, that's another whole level of health and strength. That's why Moses was 120 years old. His eyesight hadn't dimmed. His strength had not failed. Why? Because he was living in the presence and the power of God every day. Even though he sinned and used anger against the children of Israel instead of just speaking to the rock, even though that happened, he still walked with God very specifically. And then God said, all right, it's time for you to come up here with me, Moses, get to the top of the mountain. I'm going to show you Canaan. You don't get to go in there, but I'm going to show it to you. And then you're going to come to heaven. His body was healthy. His eyesight weren't dimmed. His natural strength didn't fail. He went to the top of that mountain all by himself. Joshua didn't go with him this time. And when he got up there, God showed him all of the land of Goshen, showed him everything that the children of Israel would ever see. And then he took him. See, that's how we're supposed to live. We don't have to live in sickness and disease. And you most definitely don't have to live in sorrow about what has happened. See, the righteousness of faith speaks. You believe in your heart. You speak with your mouth. And you are saved. But that's the process for faith for the whole kingdom. You believe in your heart. You speak with your mouth. And you are born again. So let's talk about restoration a little bit tonight. So if you will, go with me. You might want to put something there in Romans chapter 11, some kind of a marker. Because, oh, that's good. Let's go to Joel chapter 2. This is one of the famous verses on restoration, but of course, that might just be because of my raising and, you know, my growth and development in the kingdom. That might be the only place where there might be people with a whole bunch of other good verses, and that'll be all right. We'll accept those verses too. So Joel chapter 2, and let's just talk about restoration, because I know a lot of people who have been born again. Whoops, Hosea, Joel, right after Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos. I know quite a few people who, after they're born again, they really wrestle with their past. And here's why. Because the enemy knows he made you feel ashamed for what happened there. And if he can keep you in shame and disgrace by fiery darts coming at you all day long, then he knows you'll never be effective. Because until you begin to see that you are righteous, you will not be as bold as a lion. Somebody look up that verse. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And put that right in our notes here. The righteous are as bold as a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. See, once you realize you're righteous, once you realize you're the righteous, now you get to become very bold in the things of God and in the things of life. And what I want to see every one of us, I want to see you so bold in God that you give us great testimonies of God set me free from my sin so much, Pastor, it ain't even anywhere close to me. It ain't even anywhere close. So let's read this. Joel chapter 2, and let's go to verse number 12. Joel 2:12. Now, therefore, says the Lord, and we'll read from 12, and we're going to go clear down through 32, Joel 2, 12 through 32. We won't read all those verses, but we got to establish this fact. so that we can see this restoration power. Verse 12. Therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Now watch. Why was God saying this to these people through Joel? Because they had done so wickedly against the covenant that God had to send them into bondage. That I know many believers who they have done wickedly against what where God led them out of. And then all of a sudden you realize, wait, that demon did go get seven more demons and they come back and they're worse than ever trying to stop me at the things of God. Now, they don't get to. They don't get to in any sense of the word. In the last 2 weeks, I've probably helped 10 different people with this set of verses right here because of the fact that they came to God and then by confusion weren't able to stay close to him as they wanted. They didn't make a decision. I said, I hate you, God. I'm just going to, just by confusion, by the lack of having training and teaching to be established in the things of God. And so they just wandered off. It's not like their heart was, I hate you, God. I don't want no part of you. They just wandered off, got lost out in the brambles, out in the briars. And oh my goodness, what am I doing out here? Well, you got to realize Jesus said, when you cast the devil out, that demon's going to go get seven others and bring them back. Now, get this picture with me. When that happens, if that were to happen in your life, and you see that hand, brother. If that were to happen in your life, what is the answer? Well, read what he said. Verse 12. Turn to me with all of your heart. Hosea 2:12-32. Turn to me with all of your heart. That's what God's saying. So what does that mean? That means you got to do what it takes to get you out of the way. Your dream, your whatever you had in your mind out of the way and say, wait, I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Well, as soon as you do that, he has mercy. Now, you and I have got to work every day to drive that enemy off that was defeated because you accepted by faith through grace Jesus into your life. So, the past is going to come at you. I am in Joel. Joel chapter 2. Did I say the wrong reference? Joel chapter 2:12-32. Thank you, guys. Many people.
Oh, by the way, Proverbs 28:1.
Proverbs 28:1. Thank you, Phyllis. That's the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no man is chasing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Thank you, Phyllis. Appreciate that. Now, see, all of a sudden, we got to say, wait, that verse says the righteous. Well, who is the righteous? Well, we just realized here in Romans chapter 8 or Romans chapter 10 that the righteousness of faith speaks. So if you have believed in your heart, you received Jesus on the inside. You spoke with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Well, you're the righteous. Want to say it? I am the righteous. I am the righteous. You can actually say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He makes you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He makes you that person. He turns you into that when you come at the point of salvation. Let's give a supporting verse here. Go with me to, hold on. Got to get all my bookmarks, right? Go with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Ever since we've been here, since March of 2020, I have recommended these verses for you when you wake up first thing in the morning every day. I would like to be able to tell you that I've done that every single day since I recommended it to you. And I haven't. There's been probably many days I haven't. But it is the focus of my life. And even this morning when I was waking up, I was like, I'm gonna read my favorite waking up verses. I like to put Psalm 103 in my mind and my spirit many times right before I go to sleep. And then right when I wake up. Now, you might have a favorite psalm that's yours, and that's okay. It's okay. I like this one. Let's read it. Psalm 103. And let's read down through. We might end up reading the whole chapter. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotion. David is speaking to himself, his mind, his will, and his emotions. It's time to bless the Lord and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I like to say, I choose to remember today all of your benefits. This is why I read it first thing in the morning. He forgives all my iniquities. It was done when I was born again. It's still done today. And I wake up every day saying, you have forgiven my iniquities. Now that you're in right standing with God, he heals all your diseases. Verse 4, he redeems your life from destruction. He buys you back. That's what redeem means. He crowns you with his loving kindness and his tender mercy. That's a crown on your head. He crowns you. This is daily. With his loving kindness and his tender mercy. I know somebody's like, I'm sending this message to some friends. Do it. Share it right now and tell them to come over here. Verse 5. He satisfies your mouth with good things. That's not milk and honey and coffee. Oh, those are good things. The good things he's telling you is, he's going to teach you how to speak the righteousness of faith out of your mouth into your life, into your family, your community, into your job, your business, your work, your ministry. He's going to cause you to use your mouth and speak this good thing. He fills your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. What was it that caused Moses to be able to say, I am 120 years old, my eyesight hasn't dimmed, and my natural strength has not abated. He lived in the ways of God, the word of God, and it produced life. Before Jesus, before the cross, before the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, before the new covenant, Moses walked with God in such a manner that God gave him life inside of his very being. Amen. I'm preaching better than yourself. Verse number 6. The Lord, run around the table. Amen. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Well, what is oppressed? Oppressed is the fiery darts that is coming at you every single day by the enemy trying to cause you and force you to release your grip on the word of faith that you have gained and that you are keeping established in your life. The enemy wants you to let go of the word of faith that says, no, I'm a believer now. And see, verse 6 says, the Lord is executing righteousness and justice against the enemy that's coming against him. But Jesus is always interceding, and the Holy Spirit is always interceding, and the blood of Jesus has washed you, cleansed you, made you white as snow, purged your life, filled you with his righteousness and his spirit. Well, see, now all of a sudden, you are living in, walking in, dwelling in a level of God and life you never even knew. To the point that people will begin to say, man, what did you do? What have you found? What is it you got that everybody else don't have? And you can look at him and say, I got Jesus. I got God. He lives in me. I didn't get church and religion, although I have a church. And Jesus didn't come to establish a religion. He came to establish a kingdom. The kingdom of God. And we have what we call today the church building. That's what most people think of church. But in the New Testament, the word church, ecclesia, which is God's on this earth. Everybody say it. God's governing body of authority on the earth. That's who you and I are. Well, in verse 6, here's Psalm 103:6. He's talking about executing righteousness and justice against that fiery dart of the enemy that's going to come against you. See, God is restoring to you all the years that the locusts have eaten. Some of you, because you did rebel against him. Some of you, he's restoring just because the spirit of religion has done everything in its power to destroy you and to destroy your ability to be an influence on anybody else in the earth. And so, let God restore you. But I got to tell you something. His restoration power does not come and it does not grow by you remembering and reciting the sins that you used to do. His restoration power comes when the enemy shoots a fiery dart. You just say, that's just a picture. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I have been made one with my Father. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I've been made a king and a priest with God. I am reigning in life with Jesus because I received the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. I say these verses all day long. Why? Because when the fiery dart comes, it comes to take the faith that's been planted down in your heart by the word of God. It comes to take that faith away from you. And you don't have to let it happen. Man, I got about 5 different messages going right here. But that'll be all right. It really will. Watch this. Let's read verse, let's get into verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses. God showed Moses his ways. But the children of Israel just knew the acts. They just saw the miracle. But God showed Moses his ways, how it works, why it works. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. If you and I will take this word and begin to speak it off of our mouth, see it with our eyes, read it off the page, establish this word down deep in our heart. We will get that word down deep in our heart. Then God is going to establish in our life a force and a restoration. We probably didn't even know he was even available to us. See, that's the battle that you and I fight every day. Now, let me get my notes for a second. I was out doing things today, getting ready to head for Michigan. Whoops. And I don't know where I heard it, but this song came to my mind. I was speaking faith on something, and this song came to my mind. I think it was on the radio, probably in a store or something. Anyways, and that's the song that says, all the gold in California is in the gold, or is in the bank in somebody else's name. And if you're dreaming about California, California is a whole new game. Now, if you like country music, those guys were country singers. And those are actually some men of God that sang that song. And they sang that song a long time ago. But they're really, truly men of God today. If you start singing that song, all the gold in California is in the bank in somebody else's name, pretty soon you'll be like, and I won't ever get any of it. But see, that's not what God has said to you and I. He wants us to have an abundance of silver and gold. He literally made that statement. He said, I'm going to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations and not borrow. But see, if we don't get God and the righteousness of faith working in our own lives, that those old songs, those old ways, that old mentality will stay there. So when the old mentality shows up, what do you have to do? You have to come to this book and say, whoa, 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 whoa. God daily loads me down with benefits. Daily, he loads me down with benefits. And some people will be like, well, Pastor, I ain't never seen anybody that's been daily loaded down with benefits. I ain't never seen it in all my life, and I think anybody tells you that, that's just after your money. Well, you can believe whatever you want until you start meeting and coming in contact with people who've actually taken that verse and lived it every day to where it begins to happen, where they actually are daily loaded down with benefits. See, what God has done is he's painted this picture, but it's up to you and I to come in and get this picture and get it established in our heart. He has already done the work. What we got to do now is the warfare to see the restoration happen. The warfare, the spiritual warfare, to see that enemy driven back. The warfare that says, I have been made free and whole. And my life is blessed in every way. Now, this is the reality. you and I have access to all of it by the righteousness of faith. Because you believed in your heart, spoke with your mouth, Romans 10, therefore you are saved. Now you're saved. Guess what else? Now God Almighty has come to live on the inside of you. And because he's come to live on the inside of you, you now have access to this whole world of the kingdom of God. You no longer have to be bound by the things of God, the things of the devil, the ways of the devil, the things of this earth, the ways of this earth. You no longer have to be bound by any of it because he's given you great victory. Now watch, let's keep reading. Let's go down here to verse 9. He will not always, I'm in Psalm 103:9. He will not always strive with us according to, he will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. There comes a point where you and I have to get those words coming out of our mouth that declare, God has not dealt with me according to my iniquities, because if he had, I'd be in hell, every one of us. But he has honored the blood of Jesus and the righteousness of faith that we functioned in when we said, Jesus, I believe in you and I receive you in my life. Watch this. Verse 11. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As the heavens are high above the earth. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he's removed our transgressions from us. I can tell. Somebody just said, yeah, but Pastor, why do I see that sin and the satisfaction of the flesh? Why does it just come back in my face all day long if he's saying, he's not bringing it back? That's a fiery dart of the enemy that is trying to cause you to yield to it and say, well, I must not be a believer because I'm still fighting that in my life. And it's just not true. Yeah, if you don't repent, you leave the door open for destruction. That's very true. And if you truly repent, God is going to help you. I think Beer Ives sang a Christmas song about silver and gold. Beer Ives. That's good. If you don't know, that's Burl Ives. And thank you, Roger. Watch. I'm really going to hit this point. I'm staying with this point tonight. Those who have received, let's turn it. Now, I know I got you holding the place in Romans 8. I got you holding the place in Joel chapter 2. And now if you want to, just grab you another bookmark you got there. I got lots. And hold Psalm 103. And let's run over here to, where was we going? Yeah, in my mind and on my body. Yeah, amen. That's exactly how it comes. Ephesians chapter 6. See, we've already established this over and over, and we're going to just keep doing it till Jesus comes. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to get this verse inside of you until I get this verse down inside of you. Well, I got Ephesians here somewhere. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice that that doesn't say anything about your own strength and your own power and your own might. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of His might. What's His might? The Holy Spirit. That's how you're to be strong. When these battle comes, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of Almighty God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the trickery of the devil. See, when that fiery dart is shot, and that thought comes to you of your past or whatever, or something that was that by his trickery caused you to fall into some act of sin or act of perversion. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's not who you are. That's just not who you are. You've been made a new creation. So stay in new creation. Stay in I have been made the righteousness of God. That's a fiery dart. Let's read it. Verse 12, we do not wrestle with prince against flesh and blood, humans, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness, the heavenly places, the high places. Well, if you go back to Ephesians chapter 1, watch this. Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. Watch this. Father, in Jesus' name, our hearts are open, our minds are open. Help us to receive this understanding, this revelation in our life right now. Watch. 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, toward us who believe? Say it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. According to the working of his mighty power. Where is it? Inside of you. Now watch. He, Father, worked in Christ when he raised Jesus from the dead. Where was Jesus? He was in hell. He took all the sins of the world and went to hell. Yes, Jesus went to hell. He took your sins and mine, carried them there, dropped them there, left them there, triumphed over the enemy in that region of hell, nailed the enemy to the cross. Now watch this. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And he seated him. God the Father seated Jesus at his right hand in the heavenly places. Now look at this verse. Far above all principality. Didn't we just see that in Ephesians chapter 6, that's what we're wrestling against, is principality? But we're wrestling against principalities. It's already been defeated by the very Jesus who lives on the inside of us. He was raised far above all principalities, far above all power. He was raised far above all might. He's raised far above all dominion. And where does Jesus live? Inside of you and me. See, that's why Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and me and gives life to our mortal bodies. That's why we got to get out of this. If I can just get healed and wait and just say, wait a minute, the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of me. No, I will not be sick. I will not be weak. I will not be lost. I will not be confused. I have the Holy Spirit living in me. Jesus has been raised high above every name that is named. So that means when you go back to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, everything in verse 12 has already been defeated by our Jesus. Now, you and I have to put them under our feet because Jesus is in us saying, would you just stomp your foot on the devil's head? I've already done it, and my foot is in you, but I need you stomping. This message fires me up. I don't know if you can tell me that. Everybody pause for just a minute. Which probably means I need to write a book on this. Man, these guys are making all kinds of comments over here. Now, I'm in Ephesians 6:13 now. Watch. Take up the whole armor of God. What is the whole armor of God? The Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. You've already been made righteous by Jesus. Now you got to look at the fiery darts and say, no way, Jose. No, I'm the righteousness. That's a picture of what you tried to cause me to become, but that wasn't who I am. I am a child of Almighty God. I'm an heir of God, a joint heir with you. Amen. Thank you, Sunday. 14. Having girded your waist with the truth. Say this with me. The truth is setting me free. So that's the Bible. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So the breastplate that protects you every day is Jesus' righteousness. Not your own acts. It's his righteousness that is protecting you every day. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, what is that saying to you and me? That's saying that our feet, our head, our hands, everything about us has got to be filled with the truth, the Word of God. Everything. Taking the shield of faith. No, now we're back to faith again. By which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not some, not most of the time. That's why John, the Apostle John, by the Holy Spirit said, if you sin, because you're not supposed to sin. Once you've found the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you're not supposed to sin anymore. And I saw a really good one today. Somebody posted. It was good. I'll see if I can find it. Take the helmet of salvation. By grace are you saved through faith. And it's just because you received it that you're saved. The sword of the Spirit. What is that? The Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So you've got to be able to pray in the Spirit. And then he said, and pray for me that I have utterance to speak the word with great boldness, to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now let's see, where am I going to go to bring all this to a close, Holy Spirit? We got to go back to Joel. Joel chapter 2. Ezekiel, Daniel. Hosea, Joel chapter 2. Let's go down to verse 25. So he told all the people, and Joel the prophet told all the people around him that day, you've got to return to God. And you've got to call a fast, and you've got to get on your face before God. You've got to humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. So they did. Now look at verse 25. Joel 2:25, Somebody can type that verse in for us. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. I'm going to say it again. God said, I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. How many years are you going to let God restore? Just last year? Or are you going to speak in faith with your mouth and believe in your heart that God wants to restore every year back to the moment of conception where your name was written in a book and he's got you on the perfect path to match that book that was written in heaven so that when you stand before him, he will look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. I will restore the years the locust has eaten. Well, Pastor, is that 2 or 10 or 20? It's all of them. God delights in restoring the years to a position that nobody can even tell anything ever even happened in your life but righteousness. Hello? Amen, Sunday. John said a minute ago, get up and run around the desk. Amen. That is how I feel. Get up and run around the desk. You see, once we realize this, all right, that's my last verse. Well, who knows? Let's say it differently. This might be my last verse. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Remember where that is? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. I like this set of verses. So I just told you this would be my last verse. The only problem is there's 7 of them. But guess what? It's all right that there's 7. You know why? Because the 7 verses that are there are 7 verses filled with great life. Somebody write it in. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 12. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 through 12. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, because he was, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of man, of sinful man. Being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. We just read that. That at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow. How many knees? Every knee would bow. But you got to speak the name. The righteousness of faith speaks. Thank you, Richard, for putting that in. Appreciate it. Every knee would bow of those in heaven, those on the earth, those on the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Verse 12. Therefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence. Look what it says. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's not being afraid of God, being a scaredy cat afraid. That means living in the fear of the Lord, the reverence, and walking with God every day. Say this with me. The righteousness of faith speaks restoration into every part of my life. The righteousness of faith speaks restoration into every part of your life. You're going to have to open up your mouth. You're going to have to speak this word out loud. Go back and listen to this message again. Write down all of the verses I just gave you. Write them out on your computer. Put them in your phone. Copy and paste them. And speak them out loud for your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your mouth to speak. And that puts those verses down deep inside of your life. So the next time the fiery dart comes, what are you answering with? The word of God. And what do you say? That ain't me. That's a picture of what you tried to make me become against the will of my Father.
Let's talk about what you did,
Rod. Yeah, I like what Brother Keith said about that during the conference. Yeah. There we went back to the conference. Brother Keith said, I just remind the devil, I have a future, you don't. If my faith didn't work and I went to heaven right now today, I got eternity with the Father. You're going into eternal damnation. I've read more than in the back of the book. I've read a lot of parts all the way through the book. And every part of it says, you are destroyed and you are forever cursed and you do not win. And we do not give all of our valuable time of blessing God Almighty and helping you grow in faith talking about our enemy because he's defeated. We read the word of God that shows you and I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. All right, this one will be the last verse. You laughed at me, love. It's okay. I've earned it. First John 5, 14, 15. Yeah, my problem is slow to speak. It is, Chris. It's not just your problem. It's every one of us that have been taught to be sassy and always have a response to everything. And really what it is scornful and it's sassy. And it's not God. But I'm not rebuking you. I have an answer for everything in my life. And God help us to just stop and slow ourselves down. Then we get it. Love, did you kick the power unit over there or something? There it is. It's going. You just threatened it, and it turned back on. Now, this is my last verse. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And it says, if. But I like to change the if to since. And since I know he hears me, whatever I ask, I know I have the petition that I have asked of him. Why? Because he's going to illuminate my heart, my mind, and my understanding. So that I will be walking in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake every day. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14 and 15. Now, this message, thank you, Richard. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate your help. We're glad to have you on board with us, my brother. We're glad to have you on board. Just seeing you. John Wayner, just seeing you here. Matter of fact, somewhere here tonight, I saw Maxine McDowell was on with us.
Oh, I saw she.
Hi, Maxine.
On Facebook.
Yeah, look, at Brother Chris showed up. And Sister Rebecca and Brother Roger, just seeing you guys here gives us great, great strength. Thank you for being here and being a part of what we're doing. We certainly love you and we appreciate you. We do, we truly do. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, is his will for you to overcome temptation? Yeah. We know he hears our prayer. We know he hears when we say to the enemy, that's just a picture of what you tried to cause me to become, and I didn't become it. Because Jesus' blood and righteousness found me and delivered me and set me free. Guys, learn to say it every which way, inside out, upside down, right side up. It don't matter. Say it all. Why? Because the more you use the blood of Jesus, the more you use the righteousness of Jesus, the more you use the power of the Holy Spirit, the more you use the righteousness of faith, use it right out loud in your words, fighting the enemy. That builds such great strength and depth of spiritual power on the inside of you. And it won't be long. You won't just be saving yourself. You'll be saving many other people also. And everywhere you go, people just walk up and say, there's something different about you. What is it? That happens. That truly happens. Somebody said it to me the other day. Who was it? He said it to me the other day, like, there's something different about you. Yeah, there is. There is. What is it? It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the word of God. It's the righteousness of faith. It's the blood of Jesus. And I live in it every single day, all day long, and so do you. Let's pray. And then we'll receive communion together. Father, in Jesus. Matter of fact, everybody say it with me. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you that you live inside of me.
Thank you that you live inside of me.
And you are causing me every day.
And you are causing me every day.
To be triumphant in all of my life.
To be triumphant in all of my life.
Stand in faith.
Stand in faith.
Walk in faith.
Walk in faith.
Speak my faith.
Speak my faith.
Overcome every enemy.
And overcome every enemy.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Man, that's a good message tonight.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back over it and listen to it all again, make sure I got all the notes right and didn't leave anything out and didn't skip none of the verses.
You better.
Love well, you. It's just important enough for me to make sure I preach it to all of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Amen.
And, you know, I have 36 great-great-grandchildren already, where some of them are very, very young, like 2 months old and 6 weeks old and that kind of thing. But, yeah.
Train up a child and their parents in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart. Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. So, now we're going to receive communion together. I encourage you to get you some communion elements. And if you don't have grape juice and bread close to you, well, learn to get it close to you. Why? Because that's what God said to do. And when we keep it in the process he gave us to do, then we get the benefit of what he said is ours to have. And so...
Is coffee okay?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure he also has said, do it this way, and that's the way that we should do it. But he always, he's a loving God, and he takes good care of us. So here we go. We're going to read the verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 23 through 31, and then we're going to read some verses out of 1 John. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you today. This right here. That the Lord Jesus, on the same day in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Think about it. All of that old covenant Passover feast, he put in this cup and he put in this piece of bread. Look what he said. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Verse 28, here's the process for anyone who comes to communion. Let a man examine himself, whether it's your first time or your 100th time. Let him examine himself before God. And then pray. If you had a bad attitude today, let him pray. It says. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love, God's perfect love, has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because so are we in this world. Perfect love, cast out fear, and all the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in God's perfect love. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation next. And we'll put it right up here on the screen so that everybody that's with us can... oh my goodness, what did I do? You ever have that feeling like, uh-oh?
Yeah, usually every time I work on your computer.
All right, there we go. Here we go. Almost. Listen to that, Tim. Just work. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Just...
I feel like I'm walking on the edge of a cliff here.
Pray the prayer of salvation with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say it with me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness. filling every part of my life with all of God. Fill me.
Thank you.
None of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, for those of you who just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the kingdom of God. You are why we pray this and receive communion every single night. Because God said, you never know who's going to be here every night. And how long since they've received communion and how much they actually might be wanting to know God and to be born again. That's why we do it. So welcome. We are glad to have you here with us. Now, what just happened to me, Pastor? You didn't join a church. You didn't go to a religious organization. God Almighty, by his love, mercy, and grace, has just filled every part of your life. When you said, I receive all of your love and mercy, he gave it to you. All of your grace and righteousness, he gave it to you. And you're now filled with that. How amazing is that? That's amazing. And now you get to walk with him every day. He made you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You are now part of the royal family of God. Think about that. Think about that. God himself has come to live on the inside of you. And now what you're going to have to do is walk with him. Get your Bible. And I say this all the time. The last thing you do before you go to sleep at night is say, Father, how did I do today? And then listen. And then the first thing you do when you wake up, you can either say, good morning, Father. We're going to make it through another day successful. You can speak your favorite verses that prepares your heart and mind for the day. That's what I love to do. Put them right in my phone so they're already in a note. So all of my wants in one note. I don't even have to go looking in my grogginess. They're just in that one note. And I can open up my phone and just read it all. I like it. Now, you're going to need a family of God. That's who we are. We're your family now. You might think we look weird, but we might think you look weird. Every family has one weirdo. Anyways, just don't let it be you. Like the one guy said, and if you can't figure out who that is in your family, it's probably you. But anyways, thank you for being here. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell. It doesn't do anything for us, but it keeps you connected to us every time we go live. That's what we want. Is that this word, the message of God's love and mercy, grace, his righteousness, will actually get into your life and transform you every single day. That's the greatest desire that we have here. And so we're glad to have you with us. You can send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right there in the notes of the program. Right there. And I'll answer your question. And if you're like, Pastor, I'd like to help you get something done around here. We got lots to do. Tell us what you're good at, and if you don't care what it is, and you'll go ahead and learn it no matter what, get in contact with us because we can use lots of your help because that's what this whole kingdom is about. If you're looking for a good church and you don't have one, stick with us until you find one. Send your tithe in here. That works. We put it all right into the gospel to preach the gospel. And so we'll receive your tithe and bless it just like the priests are commanded to do in the book of Hebrews chapter 8. Anything else? Now let's receive our communion elements together. What we're going to do is we're going to pray this prayer that you see on the screen. I put the words up here so that we can all say them and be able to say them together. Because remember what we read earlier? There's great power in that agreement when we come together in unity. And so as we make this statement, mean it, say it from the depths of your heart, not just reciting words. Maybe you've been around here a long time and you've gotten into just reciting words. Don't do that. Make every time a wonderful time. You ready? Hold your elements up. Let's say this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Say this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotion, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Say it again. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supply in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, and the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Father, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed for us. And now, let's lift up the fruit of the vine. Say this with me. Pray this with me. I now bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word. In remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. Blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission. In my life, I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment. My dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me.
I
receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive the fruit of the vine together. Now let's sing. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well,
amen.
I hope.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Audrey.
Me too.
Good to have you with us tonight. I know that tonight this message spoke to you again. Some of you need to mark this message in some way. Send it to yourself in an email, in a text. Find a way, put it in a note to yourself so that you can listen to it over and over and over. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. I know I've said it many times, and it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, but there's messages of Dr. Barclay's that I truly listened to 100 times because I knew there was an answer in there, and I wasn't getting it. And I could see the answer was there, but it's like, man, it just wasn't getting through. But what did that mean? It just means I had a bunch of religious training that I had to get through, and I had to, faith comes by hearing. I had to put that in there again and say amen to it all in the same places and write the same note. There's some messages the pastor's preached, I probably got 15 different sets of notes on. Why? Because I am going to come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm not going to be bound by what I've been bound by throughout my life. And there's only one way you do it. Or Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 says, the kingdom of heaven endures violence. And the violent take it by force as a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. You go after it. You diligently go after it, so that you can truly have this answer in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, Richard. Thank you. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for your life and your word and life. Well, Sister Phyllis, you got our Revelation verses?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you ready for them then? All right. Revelation 1, 5, and 6, Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Okay, and so now I skip on over to chapter 22 and kind of repeat a little bit of that, but this is good. Verse 7, behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And verse 12, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. And I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. And verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come.
Come.
And let him who thirst ever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Praise God. And verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
And amen. And amen. And now I'm going to my Job verses. Job 33. Now I'm going to my Job verses. What happened to my marker here? Job 33. I took my marker and used it somewhere else. Job 33. Just should open up there.
It's a song.
It's that place where you get the job, right? 14. For God may speak in one way or in another. He is speaking right now. Whether or not you can hear him, he is speaking. And yet man may not perceive it in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while they're slumbering on their beds. Then he, God, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. God does this while you're sleeping, in order to turn man from his deed, conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. All of this while you're sleeping. And then I like 25. His flesh shall be young like a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God and he will delight in him. He shall see his faith with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. And does all this while you're sleeping. I love it. So that's what we got for tonight. Thanks for joining with us. And we'll see you again first thing tomorrow morning for prayer right here. 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. We're rebuilding the walls of righteousness. And tomorrow is Friday, Praise Day. Man, we made it through another whole week already. That is amazing. Where did this week go? And we call you blessed in Jesus. Can we get likes on this message? I have no idea how you can do that, Richard. But sorry. It's thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a good word. This is a good word. Yeah, put some likes on there. Come back and watch it. Send it to some other folks because it's a really, really good word to be a blessing to you. Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. Say it with me. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus.
And Jesus
is
Lord.
Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. Blog Talk Radio. Good night to all y'all. We'll see you again real soon. Well, at least we'll hear you. Call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.